Welcome back to In the Zone with Coach Kubiak. Coach, 7-0 Broncos versus the 3-5 Colts. Now, you're coming off a huge win against the Packers in which you guys were actually the underdogs at home. Yeah. You now go to Indianapolis in which you're obviously favored to beat the Colts this week. Is that a little difficult to kind of switch gears emotionally and sort of, I guess, re-energize, re-motivate this team? Or this seems like this team doesn't really usually need a lot of motivation.
No, it's pretty stoic in its approach each and every week and how we do things. You know, we did talk about last week there were some questions about us going in the game and those type of things. And every week there's a new story. And when you play well, you get patted on the back a little bit, so you got to be able to handle that. But, you know, we're really focused in our job. We know that we're playing a first-place team. That was the AFC representative in the championship, and they've added to the team, you know, and they've lost to some good football teams early in the season, and there's a long way to go. We got nothing but respect for them, and we know it's probably one of the more difficult places to play in the league, so we're very focused on doing our job.
Took an undefeated Carolina team to overtime in Carolina last week. Andrew Luck right now, maybe not quite the same Andrew Luck that we saw, say, at the end of last season. He's got 12 interceptions right now early on in this season. Like you say, like kind of going through some growing pains right now. It's still the same guy, though. It's still Andrew Luck you got to prepare for.
Oh, absolutely. And, I mean, he's a great young talent, Pro Bowl player. Look what he's done, you know, throughout the course of his career. Last week, he's playing in a rainstorm. Things settled down. He throws for 200 yards in the fourth quarter. So we know what we're facing. I mean, he's a great player. They got weapons all over the place. And, you know, if we don't play well, we're going to be in trouble. We need to focus on playing well.
The Colts going through some adjustment times. They just fired Pep Hamilton, their offensive coordinator. Does that make it maybe a little difficult for you guys to prepare, say, on defense, not knowing exactly what's going to come, maybe throwing some different things on film than what you've seen?
You know, there's always things that happen in this business, and I think we all understand that. The guys that have been a part of it, whether you're a coach or a player, you know, their players aren't going to change. You know, their hunger to get a next win is not going to change. So we need to focus on what they do offensively, and that's what we'll do. You know, we're going to have to find a way to stop some great weapons on the offensive side of the ball and get after another great quarterback. So try to tune all that out and just keep going.
Your defense continues to make quite the name for itself. Chuck Pagano comparing your defense to the 2000 Baltimore Ravens this week. Let's go ahead and hear from the Colts head coach right now about what he sees from your defense when he pops in the film.
When you put the tape on, it's a scary movie. And we've seen some really good defenses, and, you know, this one's, you know, as good or better than any of the ones we faced to this point. You know, front to back, they're unbelievable.
High praise there from Coach Pagano.
Yeah, Chuck, I got great respect for Chuck. And, you know, he's been a defensive guy his whole career. And I passed through Baltimore there, too. So we both went through that place. But, no, he's, you know, he's a great coach. And, yeah, I mean, our defense has been playing well and a lot of great things said about him. But the thing I really like about him is they understand they're not even halfway there. And I love the way they're working this week and getting ready for another challenge.
All right, thanks, Coach. Still much more to come from you as you're going to answer questions submitted by you, the fans. But for now, let's go back to studio where Ole has a look at this week's injury report.
Thanks, Nick. The Broncos stayed pretty healthy in their big win over the Pack. But a few names to point out on this week's injury report brought to you by Franklin D. Azar and Associates. Coach Kubiak said earlier this week Ronnie Hillman will be the starting running back. But Hillman now listed as questionable against the Colts after being limited in practice on Thursday and Friday with a thigh injury. Shane Ray out again this week with the knee injury. And Jordan Norwood didn't practice all week and is out with a hammy injury. Congrats on the newborn, Jordan. He had one on Wednesday. Note, rookie offensive lineman Ty Sambrylo was put on IR and will miss the rest of the season. And in this week's Know Your Broncos, brought to you by Arby's, a new face in a new place. When Vernon Davis heard he was being traded, the news got a lot sweeter when he found out he was headed to Denver. It's been a whirlwind, and game day adds another layer. Vernon's younger brother, Vontae, is a cornerback with the Colts. The two have met on the field before, but it will be Vernon's first game with the Broncos. The 10th-year players had a busy week, so his family reunion in Indianapolis isn't at the top of his list.
You know, this game is not really about me and my brother. It's bigger than that. It's about winning a game and just adding onto what these guys have accomplished here before I arrived. But that's all it's about.
Still got to be weird to face your brother. And still to come on our final segment of In the Zone, you, the fans, get to ask Coach Kubiak the questions. Plus, our always interesting kid question of the week. Next.